if you would, please, John, go on into number four, which is really somewhat of a continuation here. Discussion and possible action on authorization to rebalance investments.
This is a potential action item, depending on the, you know, what the committee chooses to do. But as I looked at the as I looked at the portfolio here, March 31st, and compared it to the asset allocation strategy that the board, that the committee approved in the investment policy, we have about and I've $1 million, but we the BBVH Harriman investment, which is large cap domestic equity, is at a little over 30% of the total portfolio, 32% I think actually it is, and the investment policy says that should be 25%.
What page are you looking at?
Well, I'm looking at the. Are you talking on the investment policy?
That page right there.
Okay, this I'm looking on page 11. Page 11 of Richard's report, his performance report. And this is by manager. And it doesn't have this on here, but the allocation for...
13 has the information, I think you're...
Yeah, 13 has it, although it's a little different in that if you look at large cap equity on 13, it says it's 30% is the target, and that includes, Richard, 5%. If you really look at our policy, that 5% of that is private equity.
That's
which
true.
We currently
yes.
do not have. In
yes.
private, we do not have an investment in private equity. So,
right.
in effect, it's really just 25% is what our policy says is in large cap domestic equity, and we're at 32%. And, of course, the area where we are shorter than our policy says is the real estate area, which again, of course, is the Cohen and Steers is the current investment manager in that area. As Richard says, there may be a situation where at some point we might look into some other managers in the real
right.
estate area in addition to Cohen and Steers and split it. And if that's the case, we can either decide not to do anything at this meeting as far as rebalancing to wait on that to the next committee, or we could decide to approve this resolution and authorize us to rebalance to take $1 million out of the BBH Harriman Fund and put it in the Cohen and Steers, in which case it could still be moved out of the Cohen and Steers at some point in the future if we brought another real estate, if we had another real estate manager into the mix, then we could split it then. But it was just my intent to look at it and say, The board approved a policy allocation and we're off track by a reasonable amount. I mean, you know, I consider 5%. If you're within 2 or even 3%, you're probably close enough as far as the targets. But this is over 5% off, and that's the reason I brought it.
We either need to make exception to it or reallocate. Is what you're saying?
Well, we're within. If you notice, and I'm sorry, y'all probably don't have in front of you the policy, but I can tell you that we're well within the minimums and maximums that the committee, so the committee doesn't have to take any action. I'm just trying to bring it to attention that we're not at the target. We're a little ways off the target.
The advantage to rebalancing is over time when you do it, you force yourself to sell high and buy low, and it works in your advantage. Are there any significant transaction costs associated with is there like a bid-ask spread when you go into Cohen and come back out of it?
No. Because it's a mutual fund, you'll get net asset value going in, net asset value coming out.
So there's no particular reason not to move.
Right.
Especially, I thought I heard you suggest earlier that it could be done over a period of time.
Yes.
You know, were you suggesting quarterly or monthly or how
I would
much?
Suggest that we do it very much like we did the MLPs, and we do it on a monthly basis that we dollar average into, great out of, and my suggestion would be not only just out of BBH, but also out of the Royce Premier to bring it to its target.
If we got any cash needs between now and the next board meeting or next meeting committee
I'll,
meeting,
I'll yeah. look at that. But I don't believe we have. I believe we keep our cash position pretty pretty stable at about $300,000 to $400,000 worth of cash, which is a little more than we need for our monthly benefit checks each month. So we sort of stay
$412 at the end of March 31st, I think it was, what I remember.
Yes.
So that would cover us.
You're minus a million year in, year out. You're minus $1 million, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Well, you're actually $400,000 a quarter. So
about $1.6 million. Yeah.
I mean the difference between income and output.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, you're going to put in $700,000 this year.
Right.
That'll still leave you $1 million short of what you pay.
Right. And we get a little bit of dividends and interest, you know, cash stuff that comes in, but it doesn't make that up.
You know, so maybe $800,000.
Right. That's right. That you typically have to sell out. Yep. You have to cash out. But this was just, and we don't have to exactly, but this was just bringing to the committee's attention that we were a little bit off of the targets. We certainly are within the minimum maximum, so I don't think maybe yes, if they choose not to do it there. Well, for instance, we're already off the, and Richard, I think next time is going to come forward. He may even make a couple of comments before we end today about private equity.
Right.
That we have a target of 5%. We say 0% to 10% is the minimum, so we don't have to do anything. Yeah. The committee doesn't have to put anything in it.
And you're including the 30% in the large cap, the alternative investments, 5%.
That's right. And that's why it says 30.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're more in line when really that's the private equity piece that we might do at some point.
Yeah, so when we first talked about that, there was concern about, well, do we really want to do that or not? Yeah. And that's why I had recommended a target of 5, but from the standpoint of ongoing look at the allocation, had not included it until the decision was made to make an investment. So that was the reasoning behind it. I think it's actually makes a lot of sense to dollar average into the real estate, because even if we decide to do something, it's something that adds diversification. It may be something we would have to dollar average into anyway, so we'd be coming out of the other in a dollar averaging system anyway. So
how many funds are you going to be coming out of then?
We would then just come out of the real estate if we dollar average into Cohen and Steers, and we then decided we want to diversify into XYZ fund, then you'd just be dollar averaging out of it.
Right now, you want to move
approximately $1 million.
Okay. Where's it going to come from?
It should come out of BBA. The Royce Premier, bring it to target, and out of and the additional out of large cap equity, the Brown Brothers Harem.
Well, the Ross, most of it, I mean, if you do it, most of it would be the Brown Brothers Harem. Yes, Royce Premier is a little above target, but not a huge amount. It might be a couple of $100,000 might come from Royce Premier, and then the remainder, say $800,000, would come from the BBH.
Right.
Is that?
That's right.
That's about correct.
My simple math said if we took $1 million out of BBH, that would take them down to 27.5 and put $1 million in Cohen Steers and make them 9.8.
My reason for the Royce Premier is I'm very disappointed.
When you said the
there.
Word simple, my mind, I mean, I was
flat. I don't want to
like
leave
that.
Above.
Okay. You're ready to cash out. I think the decision is really also is just almost a tactical one. And Richard, you can comment on that, moving money out of the domestic equity, a significant amount of money in our portfolio, roughly, out of domestic equity into real estate, to get more of an exposure to real estate, which, again, that's what we put into the policy, but this would be the actual step to actually do the money. I mean,
keep in mind, it's all a moving target anyway.
Sure.
All these things move as you go, so, I mean, you're only rebalanced for an instant in time.
Yeah.
Today.
Whatever. So.
Over time. You're right.
Right. And so, you set this up to do it over a year, and then halfway into it, it's almost like, where are we going? Because things moved while we were doing it.
Yeah.
We're going to be, you can address this every quarter if you want to. You can look at some things that need to be done and then just make one movement instead of having to make a bunch of them.
Right.
And you don't have to move a whole million. You can take a half a million and and rebalance it in the morning, and then come back in 3 months and look at it again.
Yeah, well, I would suggest that we do like $200,000 a month, and then you'd still, by the time your next meeting, you'd still have a couple of them left to say, yeah, continue or don't continue.
Okay.
I would also suggest that we take $200,000 out of Royce, primarily because of the disappointment in their relative performance.
So you're saying take $800,000 out of BBH, $200,000 out of Royce, and go in over the next
5 months.
5 months.
$200,000 a month.
Right.
I need to change the resolution a little bit, probably to be a little more, if you'll, which is fine. I can read it. We need to change because they signed it actually. But I mean, I can change it here and read it differently, and that's fine. Because currently, I just have transferring $1 million from the domestic large cap, which would be BBH. If we want to add the Royce element to it, that's perfectly fine. I'd just change it by transferring $800,000 from the domestic large cap equity category and $200,000 from the small and mid-cap equity category to the real estate category. I think that would probably cover, if that's what y'all are, that's consistent with what you're...
Well, you got to put 5 months in there, too.
Okay, we can add it over
months. How about saying over the next 6 months?
Yeah, that would be better than that.
Okay.
A period not to exceed 6 months. Yeah. All right.
I would read it that way, and then Nancy, I guess we'd have to modify because y'all would actually sign a revised resolution. We'd have to get it typed up a little bit different. Just a sec, let me. Okay, if you'd like me to read it?
Please.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Retirement Committee of the Brazos River Authority hereby directs the Chief Financial Officer of the Brazos River Authority to rebalance the retirement plan assets in accordance with the long-term asset allocation strategy and the investment policy for the retirement plan for employees of the Brazos River Authority plan in parentheses by transferring $800,000 from the domestic large cap equity category and $200,000 from the small mid cap equity category over a period not to exceed 6 months. To the real estate category.
So moved.
Second.
Do second. Okay. All right. We've had a motion and a second. Please call for a roll call vote.
Chairman Rankin.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Wheelis?
Yes.